Talk about dramatic. In front of the biggest crowd of the season, Captain Broderick Black scored in double overtime to spark the McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers to a dramatic 5-4 double overtime win Saturday night over the Schaumburg Cougars. With the dramatic victory, Aurelia leads the best of seven, second-round Provincial Junior Hockey League playoff series 2-1. The game, played in front of 421 local hockey fans, was action-packed throughout, featuring massive hits and quality scoring chances. But it did not start well for the home side. Just 6 minutes into the contest, Cougars forward Stuart Barber received a cross-crease dish from forward Cameron Kokel and ripped it top shelf. 10 minutes later, the Cougars beat Terriers goalie Wade Minogue again when forward Jacob Futosh tipped in a Carlo Leonti shot. It was 2-0 for the visitors. "I got really down on myself after that," Minogue admitted. "But I knew it was my chance to start playing the way I know I can." Minogue would go on to stop 47 of 51 shots on the night, including a second-period penalty shot, to earn the win. In the dying seconds of the opening frame, the Terriers were desperate for the next goal. Outshooting Schaumburg 22-12 and on the power play, the Terriers were hammering Cougars goalie Tristan Szymanowski with shot after shot. During a frantic scrum in front of the net, the puck came loose to defenseman Isaiah Phillip, who shoveled it in with his backhand. There were only 0.1 seconds remaining on the scoreboard when the puck crossed the line. While applying pressure in Cougars territory to start the second period, a Terriers defender tried to stop a rolling puck from clearing the opposing zone but instead tipped it to Cougars forward Christian Taylor, who buried his seventh of the playoffs to give the visitors a two-goal advantage once again. Terriers regular season leading goal scorer Josh Brown answered the call 4 minutes later, collecting his own rebound on a two-on-none opportunity with Dylan Palamaki. "It was a relief to get that one," Brown said. "It's been a tight series and we've been a goal apart with them through these first few games." Moments later, the Terriers would capitalize on a power play opportunity when forward Noah Mountain hammered home Sam Pink's rebound. However, it wouldn't be long before the Cougars reclaimed their lead. Stuart Barber got his second of the game by beating Minogue low on his blocker side. Despite the Cougars' attempt to shut the Terriers out and escape with a 2-1 series lead, Brown tipped a Lucas Wessinger shot from the point to knot that game at 4 with just under 4 minutes left in the third period. "I just went to the net and those kinds of tips are something we've practiced before," Brown said. "I just tried to get a stick on it and it was a good, low shot from Wessinger." Brown now has 4 goals in the playoffs and he seems to be potting them when it matters most. "I just do my part," he said. "It's a good feeling when I can help the boys win." The game needed an extra frame for the second time in the best of seven tilt. With just over 6 minutes left in the bonus period, a Terriers rush was whistled dead by referees who issued defenseman Lucas Wessinger a 4-minute butt-ending penalty. However, Minogue held the Cougars off the score sheet, stopping 17 shots in the overtime periods. "I thought to myself, I can't throw this game away," he said. "Our guys kept us in it." The frustrated home crowd jumped to its feet when the Cougars' long power play came to a halt by way of a tripping penalty to Cougars forward Luke Meem. The Terriers failed to cash in on the over 90-second power play chance, sending the game to a second overtime. In the 86th minute of the game, Terriers captain Broderick Black redirected a wrist shot from Jaden Murison, tipping it by Szymanowski for the game winner. "I just went to the net and got my stick down," he said. Isaiah got off a shot pass to the net, "I got a piece of it, and it went 5-hole. Black says he didn't even know what to do when the puck went in. "I was caught up in the moment and excited," he said of the emotional goal. "I was surprised that it went in. It was such a tight game." The Terriers look to take a commanding 3-1 series lead today in Schaumburg at 2:30 p.m. Reed Spinola will get the start in goal. "We have to start better," Black said. "They are going to come out blazing, so we have to get the legs going early." Game 5 will bring the series back to Rotary Place on Tuesday night. Puck drop is 7:30 p.m.